I started ballet when I was 5, and I kept with that forever.
When I was little, we had these two wonderful dress-up costumes in my house. One of them was red, and one of them was blue, and they were velvet and very soft. And when you twirled, they, like, you know, this whole skirt just flew out. And I had envisioned myself, I remember this very clearly, we were at Friendly's, my family and I, and I had just asked my parents if I could take up ballet lessons, and I was envisioning myself in those costumes, twirling around on the stage.
My injury was on my left ankle. It's a second degree ankle sprain, which is a partial ligament tear on the outer side. I got it while I was skipping across the quad, and I fell into an inversion, which is when you land on the outside of your ankle instead of squarely on the bottom of your foot. I've had this injury before, so it's a chronic thing. I discovered I had scoliosis in about 7th grade. Eventually, we went to see another doctor for a second opinion who actually took an x-ray and, like, looked at, you know, the degrees of both my thoracic and lumbar spine, a curve in the spine. Oh, I remember that moment. That was really sad to see that. I started crying because it really looked like an S and I was scared. But we decided to go for the brace, and so we had it fitted, and it was the most uncomfortable thing ever because they're literally just really strong pads on the inside of this plastic wall that goes around your body. And essentially, the plastic pads push the curves of your spine closer to where they're supposed to be. So it was a really painful experience, although also funny at the same time because my friends had lots of good laughs about how I have abs of plastic. When I was in 7th grade, same kind of injury, but I actually chipped a little bit of a bone, so it was a hairline fracture that was very near to my growth plate, so even though the fracture was so small, they did have me in a cast, and that was sort of the first in this successive line of 3 injuries now that I've had. When I was 8 years old, I thought of quitting dance because I just wasn't having fun in the studio because I didn't have very many friends in my class. I was really shy as a kid. I haven't really thought about the reasons why this structure has come to be as it is in my foot outside of dance. I haven't really had that experience as much. But I think about all the things in, like, culture, for example, that encourage us to live in plantar flexion, so pointed foot, basically. For example, wearing high-heeled shoes. I wasn't really a high-heeled person when I was in high school. I never wore high-heeled shoes to school or anything like that, but that's a strong sort of aesthetic that is searched for. As well, always on demi-point and point in ballet, you're highly encouraged to wing the foot out, which then automatically puts the weight going down towards the medial side of the foot. So I think that contributed for sure, as well as an inattention to that sort of thing. I mean, I don't know many high schoolers who are that attentive about the architecture of their body for injury prevention, which maybe would be better, but I definitely was not. I think every little girl wants to be a dancer at some point in their life.